Page 229.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Please turn to Psalm 130.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord.
O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my
stand.
But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than
steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption,
and he will
of Gethsemane. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. He went away a second time and prayed. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Returning to the disciples the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders of the people. Judas was leading them. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, who is it you want? Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. I am he, Jesus said. Judas, the traitor, was standing there with them. When Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, who is it you want? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. I told you that I am he, Jesus answered. If you are looking for me, then let these men go. This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. I have not lost one of those you gave to me. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard. Going at once to Jesus, Judas approached Jesus to kiss him and said, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? Friend, do what you came for. Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, should we strike with our swords? One of Jesus' companions, Simon Peter, reached for his sword and drew it out and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. No more of this. Put your sword back into its sheath, Jesus said to him. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how, then, would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn to page 231 for the Lenten responsory.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord, my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies.
verses 10 through 12. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he took aside three of his most well-beloved apostles, Peter, James, and John. But they were so exhausted from sorrow as Jesus was continually talking to them about the cross that was coming. Exhausted from sorrow, they fell asleep. They couldn't even wake up with Jesus for 1 hour. Jesus said, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Pray that you do not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." But he still had mercy on them. And in his anguish and suffering, his sweat became like drops of blood falling from his face onto the ground, onto the hard rock ground. And in his anguish, the angels come to minister to him. The mercy of Jesus is that even though they could not sit up with him, he still loved them. His mercy was going to still be shown to them. And now the time had come. And he said, "Rise, let us go. The hour has now come."
we just sang. Yet, unrequited Lord, I would not leave thee. I will renounce whate'er doth vex or grieve me, and quench with thoughts of thee and prayers most lowly all fires unholy. For Peter, James, and John he showed mercy and called for them to continue to come in prayers most lowly. He showed mercy to his three beloved apostles. But he also showed mercy as the Son of Man for Judas, his betrayer, and even for the soldiers. Jesus then says, here comes the betrayer, and here comes Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Along with him were soldiers and officials and torches and lanterns and swords and clubs. Jesus wondered, why this rabble? We did not come to start a rebellion. Whom do you seek? They say, Jesus of Nazareth. He says, I am he. And one of those beautiful details of the Passion account. As soon as Jesus says, I am he, they fall back to the ground, all of them, the proper place, because Jesus is the great I am, along with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and at his name, they appropriately fall to the ground. Judas calls him Rabbi. Jesus calls him friend. Right up to the last minute, he is showing mercy even to Judas to come to his senses. But it is of no avail. They seize Jesus. Now the die is cast. And now the time has come. It is necessary that it happen this way as the Father ordained. Jesus yet shows mercy to the poor servant whose ear Peter cut off and healed that man's ear. To the very end, he was showing mercy even to Judas and even to the soldiers. As we sang, but since my strength will never more suffice me to crucify desires that still entice me, to all good deeds, O let thy spirit win me and reign within me. Jesus had mercy on Peter, James, and John, reached out to Judas and the soldiers, and Jesus, the Son of Man, shows mercy to you and me. Jesus makes it clear for you and for me, he must drink the cup that the Father has given him. The cup the Father gave him was to drink the bitter wrath that we deserved. To take the cup and drink it down to the dregs. And that's what Jesus did in his suffering on our behalf. His crucifixion was on our behalf. According to the Father's will, his Son died in our place as our substitute. Jesus has mercy on you and me. Jesus made it clear to the apostles that the Father in heaven had 12 legions of angels whom Jesus could call upon and end this suffering immediately, but he would not do that. Because of his mercy and love for you and for me, the scripture must be fulfilled. It must happen this way. The Son of Man must die for all of us sons of man. The shepherd must give his life for the sheep. And the Lamb of God must be crucified in our place for us wayward sheep. And by his wounds, we will be healed. As we sang, I'll think upon thy mercy without ceasing, that earth's vain joys to me no more be pleasing. To do thy will shall be my sole endeavor, henceforth forever. Because of the mercy of Jesus, the Son of Man, for Peter, James, John, Judas, the soldiers, and for you and me, the sole endeavor of our lives, then, is to do those things which are pleasing to him, henceforth forever. You have been merciful to me, O Lord, and I will now be merciful to others, and I will always do those things that are pleasing to you, say by grace through faith, and my life will look at you, not at myself. And so, my friends, as we deal with epidemic, with unemployment, with stress and distress. We don't look to ourselves for comfort. We look to Jesus, who gives us mercy without ceasing. For you and me this Lenten season, let us indeed think upon his mercy without ceasing. To Jesus, the Son of Man, be glory forever. Amen.
Anthem Magnificat on page 231.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed.
Continue to encourage you in the stewardship of your gifts, sending them in the mail, bringing them by the church, or signing up for Simply Giving. As we continue to do these online services, God bless our time during the Lenten season as we focus on Christ. To him be glory forever.
Kyrie, page 233.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, our dwelling place and our peace, you have compassion on our weakness. Put far from us all worry and fearfulness, that having confessed our sins and commending ourselves to your gracious mercy, we may, when night shall come, commit ourselves, our work, and all we love into your keeping, receiving from you the gift of quiet sleep. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.